This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Austin is growing, but maybe not in the way you think. A new island has risen up near the boardwalk on the south shore of Lady Bird Lake. But why? And what will we call it? KUT's Mose Bouchel reports.
I was jogging between I-35 and the Congress Avenue Bridge a couple weeks ago when I noticed the island. It had been maybe a year since the last time I'd been there. I didn't remember it from before, so I asked some random people on the boardwalk. Here's Edgar Figueroa, Patty Lerma, and Mark Crozier.
It seems like it's a lot larger than when I noticed it before.
It's really weird. It, like, got huge out of nowhere.
Is it getting bigger?
Seems to be, yeah.
The island's about 6,000 square feet, covered in plants and little trees, and I found its mystery irresistible. So, on Halloween Day, I got in a kayak.
I've just come on shore what might be Austin's newest piece of real estate. I gotta say, this vegetation's a lot taller than I thought it would be. A lot of it's over my head, and there are all sorts of different kinds of plants growing here. The ground is sandy, but firm. Am I the first person ever to set foot on this island? I like to think I am. Does that mean I can name it? Why not?
But before I could come up with a name, I had to get back to the boardwalk, where I was meeting Liz Johnston, with the city's Watershed Protection Department, to talk about the island.
Do you think I was the first person ever to set foot on it?
No, I've been on that island.
Oh, man.
It's got a lot of nice plants to look at, so.
Johnston said it started growing maybe around the time of the Halloween flood a few years ago, when sediment from a creek on the other side of the boardwalk was pushed into Lady Bird Lake. Pushed faster, in fact, because this is an urban creek with a lot of water runoff.
And so that's, you know, historic floods with urbanization, and we get an island forming.
And not just here. These islands are popping up in other parts of the lake.
Shoal Creek has got one forming right now. We've planted some cypress trees on it.
With trees, the islands have a better chance of lasting, but they might not. In fact, if you look at Google satellite view, you can see the one near the boardwalk has appeared and disappeared before. Probably more people are noticing it now because, one, it's been growing for a while, two, it's got all those plants on it, and three, this is the first time it's appeared since the boardwalk's been built so people can actually see it. Maybe four, because a random reporter was asking them about it. But now that they can see it, what will they call it? I asked my boardwalk regulars about that, too.
Austin Island, I guess. I don't know.
The recycler? I don't know. It's got a lot of recyclable stuff in it, so.
Yeah, it does have some garbage on it.
Is this Bolden Creek?
I think it is Bolden, maybe.
Then I would call it Bolden Island.
It does not have a name yet.
And here's Liz Johnston again.
You could call it Bouchel Key.
I don't think I could name it after myself. That might just be a little bit too much.
No, it doesn't have a name that I know of. Yeah.
I think my vote's for Halloween Island, in honor of the day and the flood that may have helped it rise from the lake. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic point aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for